This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Testing season is right around the corner, and this is when confidence really matters. When kids take time to review key concepts and strengthen their skills before assessments, it can make all the difference. IXL helps reinforce what they're learning right now, so they walk into every test feeling prepared, capable, and confident. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, designed for students from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL delivers personalized, interactive practice that adapts to your child's level and pace. It's an easy, effective way to support learning as the school year heads into its final stretch. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
I'm Spencer, and I work at UnitedHealthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system.
I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at UnitedHealthcare focusing on the member experience and making that better.
I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
How do you get a guy to commit? Is it smart to just have your parents roll into your house and surprise him? That was her plan, at least as of last week. But is it crazy enough to work? I mean, she knew it was kind of nuts, but like crazy enough to work. Let's get a Talk Me Out of It update, y'all. Talk Me Out of It update is where we check back in with people from last week's Talk Me Out of It. They call in and say, hey, listen, I've got this idea. I know it sounds crazy. Should I go for it or should you talk me out of it? Where were we last week? With Anonymous, Jess?
Anonymous had been seeing someone casually for about 4 months now, but it has gotten into a serious point and there has been conversations about taking it to the next level, but it's more so of actually taking that step. And so in order to find out if this guy was truly serious about that, she basically wanted to have her parents over at her house when he typically comes over on the weekends to see how he would react.
So did she actually just do this, like kind of ambush him with the parents? Let me put her back on the voice disguiser. Hello, Anonymous. Good morning.
Hey, Kramer and Jazz.
Hello. First off, thank you for calling us back.
Of course. Okay, so I did it. So he came over on Saturday as usual, and my parents were sitting there.
I do have a question. What do you tell your parents, though? Like, how do you explain that to your parents, and who is this man to them?
Yeah, did they know that, like, he's kind of been wishy-washy, or did you just say, hey, this is the guy that I'm dating? Like, what was the setup with that?
So I'm pretty open with my parents. My dad was a little iffy about the situation, but I told them everything.
So they knew.
Kind of just goes with whatever I do.
Okay.
So they were open to seeing what was going on. And my dad said, I'll be able to tell immediately by his reaction.
So what happened?
Yeah, he walked in and, I mean, he looked a little shocked at first because I didn't tell him that my parents were there.
I mean, that's natural.
As one might be.
But then he started smiling and he introduced himself to my parents and shook my dad's hand. And, he was very personal and like sat down and started talking to them. And it was just like pretty normal and like really easy and like not awkward at all. And he stayed for like a little over an hour and he asked them questions and was like super respectful. Like I was honestly quite impressed by the whole thing.
So he kind of went along with like a meet the parent kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what was his reaction after the fact? What does he do after he leaves? How does that go?
I'm trying to imagine being that situation. I mean, all of us should just imagine being that situation. Like, all of a sudden, you're just like, wait, what?
Yeah. So after he left, I was a little nervous.
So he left. So he did leave. He was there for like an hour.
You know, my parents were like from out of town. Like, they're obviously like going to stay with me or get a hotel.
Yeah.
So he didn't want to like linger.
Yeah.
Like,
so how'd that go? How'd that conversation go afterwards?
I was like, yeah, so that happened. And he texted me back and he was like, yeah, well, you know, like with all the hanging out we've been doing, like I figured I was going to meet your parents at some point.
Oh,
okay.
I know. I was like, okay, that's a good sign, right?
Yeah.
But now I'm just a little confused. Like, is he serious? Is he not? I don't know.
Wait, that's all he said was, I expected to meet your parents at some point?
Yeah.
Girl,
that's all he said.
Girl,
and, like, we haven't really, like, seen each other or talked to each other since.
Wait, oh. But I guess you typically, as far as like how the routine goes, you wouldn't see him until this upcoming weekend anyways, right?
So what does that mean, you think? What does that mean?
I think that
that's good. That's a good sign.
I mean, I guess, but honestly, like, you need to sit him down and be like, are you trying to date or not?
Yeah.
Like, this whole like running around, and I get that you said, you know, the last time we talked that you liked him a lot and you were afraid to, you know, talk to him. But the thing is if you want to be with somebody, you can't be afraid to talk to them about stuff, even when it's uncomfortable. So
yeah.
Like, 4 months is a long time, especially since he's been literally coming to your house every single week for a while now.
Yeah.
You deserve the right to ask him, do you want to like date for real?
And I think especially if he's like throwing out all these lines, I mean, this guy either really does like you or he's really messing with you and there's nowhere in between, right? Because he's saying too many things. At this point, he's not trying to feel it out, right? If he's talking about meeting his kids, if he's talking about trips and futures, it's only one of two things. He really does want a future with you, or he really doesn't want a future with you. And like, you've got to figure out which one's which. Wait, what did your dad say? Did your dad, because he said he would know immediately, what did your dad think he's into you, or did your dad think he's playing around?
I mean, my dad said that he seemed pretty into me.
Okay.
Interaction, and he said he was like a pretty good guy from what the conversations that they were having.
I feel good about it. So you got to have the conversation. You got to figure this out, right? I mean,
yeah.
there's nowhere else this can go, right, Jess? I mean,
you guys need to talk at
this
point.
That's it. Well, it was a little insane, but I'm proud of you for being a little bit insane.
Yeah, I hope everything works out for real.
Yeah. And thank you for keeping us posted on this story.
Yeah, no worries. I'm a little nervous to have a straightforward talk with him, but I'm looking forward to it and I'm excited and I think it's going to go well.
Hey, thanks for listening. Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily. And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars. Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore. And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.
I'm Spencer, and I work at United Healthcare.
So, Spencer, why do you care?
I care because my daughter, Adeline, has special needs. I am motivated by Adeline, who inspires me every day. I am driven to help families like mine navigate the healthcare system. I'm so blessed to lead an amazing team at United Healthcare, focusing on the member experience and making that better. I'm Spencer, and I'm committed to care.